Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiluim, Sechel Shabbos, and Yakaritis. I'm a rabbi by Rav Huna, and the Shir should be a special schus. Ruven, Benat, and Chom Shalamis, which we talk about Sfilah Ravida, Chayach HaFeg, Basim, and Atzaz, Basia, Nina Baruch HaVaz, and Saradasa, Matan Ben Sara, Harav Baruch HaVaz, Ben Sirish, Ben Sara, Zepara, Shchol Yisrael. And again, we're learning the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, all einenu magan rav zatzal hadvarim hem meirei nayim mesamchei lev ein li milim lagodel hasimcha vehasipuk sheyesh li mehalimud hazeh baruch hashem b'siyanta d'shmaya ani me'od mushar shenachnu tzorchim lalmod et zeh yachad az hava namshich hala anachnu achshav b'sefer shabbat amar rav bar rav huna kol adam sheyesh bo torah ve'en bo yirat shamayim anybody who has torah and doesn't have yirat shamayim don't have the gizbar it's like a gizbar. What's a gizbar? It's a treasure. Shemaslam have techas pnimius. He has the internal keys. Techas yonaslam maslam. He doesn't have the external keys. Bahayla, how's he going to get in? In other words, Torah, he has Torah. So he has the pnimius. But he doesn't have the chitzonis. He doesn't have the Yerushalayim. So how's he going to get in? You need the Yerushalayim to get into the Torah. Omer maran arav. Hashalitim shebenefesh hem masecha baragesh. The two things that rule over a person's soul are intellect and feeling. כוח המופת, להעמיד כל דייר וכל מחקר על פי רבוע הגיוני, והמשכה ישרה לטוב, והיושר והטוב, לחוש בחוש הפנימי, הרבה ומישרים. מהי הדרך הטוב ואני אותה לאדם למען יהיה עולה למעלה למזכיר? הנה היא ודאה שהשכל הטוב יותר מזוכח ופנימי מהרגע שהוא משתתף מעט עם טבע הגוף. So we have a shalitim in ourselves, what rules over us, are two things. Seichel, our intellect, and regesh, our emotions. And this is supposed to guide us on the correct path. The pure intellect is more pure than emotion. Why? Because emotion relates more to the goof. Pure intellect is pure intellect. It's logic. It's what's correct. Whereas the emotion is related to the goof. Yisod Torah, Seichel HaTorah Eloki. The foundation of Torah is God's pure intellect. That's what the Torah is. God's pure intellect. Shima Maloshal Adam Biaskova Torah Lishma mitkonenet b'levavo b'diyah shleima. That if a person's toiling in Torah Lishma, so God's pure intellect, the Seichel Eloki HaTohor, takes root in his heart. Yisod Ayira hu Haregesh HaTohor Halech Lemeisharim. And the foundation of Yira is the pure Regesh that goes straight. Shibzei Shiton Rav Ben Malot HaNafshiyot. לפי מוסרם ומעשיהם הטובים המכשירים אותם להיות דיבותיהם נכונים לחיים של קדושה. But in that there is. So in other words, the Yisod HaYira is if a person is toiling in Torah, then he understands God's intellect. And Yira is pure feeling that goes straight. And with that, there is a great advantage between Malot HaNafshiyot among the emotional Milas, positive qualities, Lefi Musaram, according to their ethical value, ומעשיהם הטובים and good deeds המכשירים אותם that prepare them להיות ליבותיהם נכונים לחיים של קדושה. When you have good proper regesh, then it allows you to live a life of kedusha. Then your heart is prepared for kedusha. So again, the learning Torah Lishma prepares the seichel, and yira is haregesh hatohor alef meisharim. That's the pure feeling that goes straight. And that allows you to live a life of Kedusha. Yira, המושפעת מהרגש הכללי המתמלא בלב מהשקפה הגדולה על פלותיו של צור עולמים ברוך הוא, כראה שמך מעשה אצבעותיך, היא הנקראת יראת שמיים. Yira, that is impacted from the general feeling that fills up the heart, from the great perspective on the wonders of God. כראה שמך So here the Rav gives a muridika hakdora of what's Yira Shemayim. Yira Shemayim is, Ki Yira Shemecha Maaseh Etz Be'otecha, when I see the sky, the handiwork of your fingers, that's Yiras Shamayim. In other words, you have this feeling of awe, of wonder, when you see God's handiwork, Yiras Shamecha, when you see God's sky, when you see what Hashem has done, that's Yiras Shamayim, that's Yiras Shamecha Maaseh Tzvaotecha. And you see that, Yirshon Re'iya, and then you have this awe, this fear. V'nei be'met etam ha'pnimi, ha'monach gam kein b'imkei ha'mishpatim ha'gyonim, ha'akadim v'ayivashim, b'yachas el regesh alev ha'mitpa'el, v'anirash b'kol ra'ash gadol, v'fi inyan ha'idiyah amitit, u'talui b'regesh alev ha'pnimi. And the truth is, that the internal reason that is placed in the depths of cold, logical sentences, dry sentences, in relationship to the feeling of the heart, it gets emotional. לפי עניין הידיעה האמיתית, הוא תלוי ברגש הלב הפנימי, שמיעה הפנימית. להבין את ערך של השכל התור על הרגש, הקדוש החי בלב האדם, הולך למישרים בדרכי השם בטובו. על כן, מי שאין לו רגש התור, אף פי שהוא עניין חיצוני לגבי המושכלות הצחים, קודם לא יכול להזכיר ולחוש גם כן דיין המשפטים המופתיים בהשגת האלוקות. So, there's a lot of logic and rational explanations of godliness. But in order to properly absorb them, one has to have good regish to appreciate the value of the pure seifa. So again, we have a person who has Torah, and he doesn't have Yiras Shamayim. So what does he have? He has the internal keys, but he doesn't have the external keys. What are the internal keys? The higher level is the seichel. That's the pnimius. But in order to get there, you need the regish. Because the regish is what opens you up. You need to have the shmiyah pnimit. You need to have this feeling, this emotion, that allows you to appreciate the muskalas. And somebody who doesn't have this pure regish, even though it's only chitzoni the gabi muskalat tzachim, right? Because the Yiras Shamayim relates more to emotion. I'm blown away. So that's emotion. And then there's the intellect. The intellect is understanding God. The intellect is on a higher level. But you're not going to get there. In other words, it's not going to impact your intellect if you don't have that feeling, if you don't have that emotion. And it's just going to remain dry. You're not really going to understand it. Because if it's purely intellectual and there's no feeling there, there's no regish, there's no Yiras Shamayim. So in order to get to the pnimius of the muskalot, of intellectual proofs of God's existence and evidence of God's existence and God's presence in our world, so one needs to have feeling. One can't just be an emotionless robot. One has to have feeling and then connect to it. כי תעודת כל המושכלות וגיעם על האדם להשיג בתוך נקודת עצמיותו, שהסביבה כנפשו באמת בעור החיים, because the purpose of all the muskalos is that the person who's masig it should go to the nekudas atzmius, so it should go to the very, very nekuda of his essence. And then his soul will cling in the light of life, in Ruach Chaim. Okay, and Rabbi Dach Tzir Shitri Yaskil Et Muskalot Atzachim. In Regesh Lavo Lot Alav Dach Mishab Torah, so it's only going to be something intellectual. He's not like a university professor, who's just like, you know, it's under a microscope, and he sees it, but it doesn't have anything to do with his life. It's very distant, very passionless, dispassionate, unemotional. So yes, he'll understand maybe on some intellectual level, but it'll be very abstract, it'll be very far from him. Whereas if he doesn't have a feeling, if he does have a feeling, it's going to come to his heart. So in other words, the shlita, ruling over his nefesh, will only be tziurit, illustrative. In other words, it'll be abstract. but it will not be lamaisa. How's he going to get in? How's he going to get in? He has the pnimius tikka keys, but he doesn't have the chitzonius keys. He doesn't have the yerushimayim. It's not going to get in. It's not going to get to the nekudas atzmius shela. These yidis. So yeah, there's something chomeristic about midos, about one's character traits, one's behavior, but they get him to a deeper place. You don't have, if he doesn't have them, then he can't get to that deeper place. Somebody who has Torah, he has the intellect, he has the understanding. It shines nicely, his tzura, this intellectual understanding. He doesn't have your shemayim. He wasn't kinda halegish at Safra Yasham. He doesn't have pure feeling, pure emotion. He's like this gizbar. He's not going to be the Bailam of it. He's not going to be Atzmi. It's going to be Kamozar on the show. It's going to be something foreign. And therefore, he's not going to be an Adam. He's going to be a gizbar. He's only going to be like a treasure. And so the mashal here is a gizbar. Why a treasure? Because he's not owning it. They say to own it. Own your privilege. own your yedius. Make it part of you. Identify with it. The only way you're going to do that is if you have your shemayim. If not, you're a gizbar. If not, you're just a treasure. It's not really your money, right? I can be the U.S. treasure. That doesn't mean that I own all the money in the U.S., right? All the money they're printing is mine. No. So without the emotion, it's just intellect. So he's like a gizbar. It's not really his. He doesn't own it. He's not the Bailam. If he was a gizbar that can use it, they can impact his behavior. Great. But here it can't even impact his behavior. Why? Because he only has the internal keys. He doesn't have the external keys. He can't even use them. He can't even use his yedius. How's he going to go in? So the Rav's point is, explaining the Gemara, is that if a person has Torah, if he doesn't have Yirat Shemayim, so his knowledge is going to be very external to him. It's not going to be part of who he is. It's not going to impact his behavior. It's not going to change him. He's not going to be able to use it. Because he has the internal keys. He doesn't have the external keys. How's he going to get in? He can't get to that Torah. That Torah that he has can give him so much. But there's no emotion attached to it. So maybe he doesn't really understand it. And you get emotional, you really chap it, you really connect to it. Really becomes part of you, becomes part of your atzmius. But he has no connection to it. He doesn't have the Yerushimayim. Therefore it remains external and he can't get in, he can't use it. Not gonna impact his life. So that's the Gemara. And if I read the Rav correctly in Emet Hashem, we have like a million more pieces to do. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, thank you so much for listening.